This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. This day in sports history. It's March 13th, and on this day in 1998, it was one of the most iconic shots in the history of the NCAA tournament. We're still about a week away from the tournament getting underway, but today we look back on one of the great first-round upsets in tournament history. It was the third straight appearance for the Valparaiso Crusaders in the NCAA tournament as representatives of the Mid-Continent Conference. Their previous two visits had ended in first-round losses, and as the 13 seed against the 4 seed and 13th-ranked Ole Miss Rebels, that was what was expected in this game. But drawing a bit on their experience of the past two seasons in the Big Dance, the Crusaders hung around and kept the game close throughout. Ole Miss was up only 4 at the half, and with 15 seconds to play in the game, Valpo was down 2 and rebounded a missed Rebel shot. Hustling up the court, the ball wound up in the hands of senior Bryce Drew, and with 7 seconds left, launched a 3 and missed. Ole Miss's Ansu Cisse grabbed the rebound and was immediately fouled with 4.1 seconds on the clock. With Cisse, a 74% free throw shooter on the year, the SEC Player of the Year on the free throw line, Valpo figured they had just missed their opportunity to shake up the world with a first-round upset. Drew dropped his head and grabbed his shorts. The announcers were lamenting the fact that the Crusaders had come so close, and what a heartbreaker to not be able to get it done. The Ole Miss bench showed relief and the belief that they would soon be moving on with a couple of free throws from Cisse, and with the Rebels in the double bonus, one was certain, if not both. But Cisse missed the first, and Crusaders coach Homer Drew called his last timeout to set up a final play. Out of the timeout, the left-handed Cisse clanked the second free throw off the back iron, and the ball was tipped out of bounds by Ole Miss. Now with 2.5 seconds on the clock, Valpo had to go the length of the court. Ole Miss, hoping to avoid Kentucky's mistake and not guarding Grant Hill on the Leitner miracle, they put a guy on the inbounder. Jamie Sykes timed his pass correctly. Bill Jenkins outjumped 2 Rebel players and found Bryce Drew moving towards the arc. Now unguarded, he leaned in and fired from the right wing and nailed the 22-footer as time expired, igniting a furious celebration on the court. The final play was called Pacer and was actually one they had worked on in practice that season, but Homer said years later that it had never worked so well as it did on this day when his son Bryce, the former high school Mr. Basketball in the basketball-crazed state of Indiana, playing for a mid-major for his dad, hit one of the most iconic shots of March Madness to send Valpo on to round 2. But remember, they weren't done yet. They beat the number 12 seed Florida State Seminoles in the second round to advance to the Sweet 16 before their Cinderella story ended with a loss to Rhode Island. Bryce is now the head men's basketball coach at Grand Canyon University after stints at his alma mater and then Vanderbilt. His Antelopes tip off Friday as the top seed in the WAC tournament. And we might be seeing some more Bryce Drew magic in the NCAA tournament if things go well for the Lopes this week. Also on this day, in 1983, it was a little Jim Valvano magic as his NC State Wolfpack upset the Virginia Cavaliers to win the ACC tournament title. It was an impressive run for the Wolfpack that included a one-point win against Wake Forest in the first round, an overtime win against the fifth-ranked and defending national champion North Carolina Tar Heels before knocking off Ralph Sampson and the second-ranked Cavaliers. Interesting fact, they had Virginia on the ropes back in January, up 18 at one point in their regular season matchup, but Derek Wittenberg broke his foot in that game, and the Cavaliers came back to win that one. But of course, NC State's run would not stop with their ACC tournament championship. They continued their magical run all the way to the NCAA final, beating Houston and Phi Slamma Jamma to become national champions. A win and a journey that probably would not have happened if a freshly healed Wittenberg and the Cardiac Pack had not beaten Virginia on this day. In 2011, Minnesota Timberwolf Kevin Love scored just 6 points in a loss to Golden State. Now, that's notable because despite grabbing 12 rebounds, it broke his string of double-doubles at 53, which is still the NBA record. And in 1954, the Milwaukee Braves' Bobby Thompson broke his ankle in 3 places in a spring training game. Unfortunate and painful for him, but it opened a spot for a young Henry Aaron to play left field for the Braves that season. And finally, here is today's non-sports Did You Know? The world's largest waterfall is actually underwater. That's all for today. And hey, if you have a moment and you're enjoying the show, how about leaving a 5-star review and a comment on Apple Podcasts? Or if you're not enjoying the podcast, send me an email instead telling me what I could be doing differently to thrivesuite@gmail.com. That address, along with other things, are in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back tomorrow with more This Dish. This has been an original Thrive Suite production.
Hey there, Sports History fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all 6 of them. Again, every vote counts, and we got to show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.